All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode. I know it's been like 2 weeks since I updated y'all. I'm about to give y'all an update, basically what happened. I recorded 2 weeks ago about week 8, the recap. But when I was going to put it out, I guess somehow the audio messed up. Or it didn't process the whole clip, so that got messed up. So I didn't put an episode out for that week. And I was going to record it, but then I was kind of too lazy for that. And then last week, I didn't put out an episode because I had just got surgery. I had my two wisdom teeth at the bottom taken out, and I wasn't about to do an episode with my teeth just getting pulled out and mouth hurting and barely speak and stuff like that. So that wasn't going to happen. So it's a week later after the surgery, I feel better. Was taking my medication, the ibuprofen, amoxicillin, hydrocodone, whatever you want to pronounce it, stuff like that. Mouth is a lot better. I'm not really in pain no more. Back to eating, regular stuff. Had to eat applesauce and pudding for like the first 2-3 days. But, I'm slowly back to eating regular food and I feel better. I'm able to speak. Well, I was able to speak, but I'm able to speak better, sound better. Take down the swan, stuff like that. So yeah, I'm good. And now I'm here, back. Gonna be back with the episodes on a weekly basis, daily. Keep you updated on, the sports that's going on, NFL, NBA, college football, college basketball, whatever I plan on talking about. But for this week, like I said, I had a week 8 episode, but I'm not gonna recap on that. I'm not gonna go back that far. So I'm gonna just recap on week 9 and week 10. Past 2 weeks, and then we're going to talk about the MVP race. Week 11, which starts tomorrow, college football, as college football playoffs about to start soon, and then college basketball was just started. All right, let's get into it. So I'm going to talk about certain teams, games, and scores, and my thoughts about them for the past 2 weeks. And basically, yeah, so let's get into it. So the Eagles have beat the Texans 29-17 week 9, and they lost the Commanders 32-21 on this past Monday night. Texans wasn't really no problem. The Texans, they put up a good fight, but the Eagles, they didn't blow them out, but the Eagles are just a better team. I know they're going to beat the Texans. Texans are not that good, and they were the favorite, so they should be able to beat the Texans. The Commanders game, which happened this past Monday, really surprised me because first time the Eagles played the Commanders, they kind of destroyed them. Carson was playing. But ever since Carson went down, Heinicke has been playing well with them. They're 3-1. They should be undefeated. But point is, Commanders weren't scared of the Eagles at all. And what I mean weren't scared is they dominated this game and deserved to win this game. They outplayed the Eagles. Now, let me break this down. The Commanders ran more plays than the Eagles, controlled the clock more, kept the Eagles' offense on the sideline, which made it difficult for the Eagles' offense to get in rhythm, and their defense made plays when they need to. Like, the Commanders, they got to a bad start with a fumble, and Eagles recovered and scored, but ever since that turnover, they bounced back. Excuse me. They bounced back. They created a couple turnovers themselves with a pick, and I think like 2, 3, 4 fumbles that they recovered. And like I said, they kept the Eagles' offense on the sideline. And like I said, the Eagles were eventually going to lose. They weren't going to go undefeated. Some team was going to beat them. But for the Commanders to beat them, like I said, I was surprised. I was shocked. But then again, you guys remember 2 years ago when the Steelers were like 11-0. And who beat them? The Commanders. So, like I said, Commanders, they're 500 now. They've been playing well. Eagles are 8-1 in the division now. So, we'll see how they bounce back and move forward. But at some point in time, that's going to come back to earth. So, if you thought the Eagles were going to have an undefeated season, you thought wrong. Moving on. Dolphins beat the Bears 35-32. And the Lions had beat the Bears. We're talking about the Bears. And the Lions had beat the Bears 31-30. Now, the Bears have had a rough 2 weeks. Like, they've been putting up points. Justin Fields has been playing out of his mind, been playing well. Offense has been putting up points, but their defense is just horrendous. Like, horrendous. Bad. There's only so much Justin Fields can do. You know, he's throwing touchdowns. He's running for, like, 60, 70-yard touchdowns. He's doing what he can out there, but their offense, like, even though they don't have the greatest offense, but they're working with what they can work with. Like I said, they put up 30 on the Lions, 32 on the Dolphins. They put up 29 like 3 weeks ago on my Cowboys. So like I said, they've been putting up points even though they don't have the best talented players on offense. But their defense is horrible. And they can't win these close games. Like the reason why they was up against the Lions, and then Justin Fields throws a pick six, which kind of turned the game around. And the Lions end up coming down and scoring another touchdown and sealed the deal. So it's only so much Justin can do, but he has been playing good each and every game. They just have to pull out some of these close games. They have to. And then the Dolphins had beat the Browns 39-17 this past Sunday. The Dolphins have been playing well. They've been putting up points. Their offense look good. They're able to put they're producing. Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert look good this past Sunday. Both were scoring. They both scored. Tua was throwing the ball well. Ever since Tua came back, the Dolphins have been playing well. And they're right now they're in first place in the AFC East with 7-3. So and they're the second seed currently in the AFC. Right behind the Chiefs. Chiefs are 7-2. So, I mean, going into this year, I picked the AFC sleeper team, and I said it was going to be the Dolphins. Like, I just had a feeling Dolphins were going to be good because I said defense was pretty solid. But now that they added Bradley Chubb and they got Tyreek Hill in the offseason, Jalen Waddle, who was balling last year, is doing good this year. I just knew they was going to do some things. And, you know, like I said, when Tua went out, they didn't play well. Like, you could tell the offense and the team is better when Tua is out there on the field playing. And Tyreek and Waddle still doing their thing. And they're both top five in receiving right now. And the Dolphins can definitely make some noise in the playoffs. And the AFC can definitely win a game or so. So we're going to see how the Dolphins do. And then the Commanders, who I was talking about earlier, lost to the Vikings last week, 2017. This was their game to win. They were up 17-7, fourth quarter, but the Vikings once again came back and won another game, another close game, as they've been doing all year. But the Commanders definitely choked this game badly. You gotta hold on to leads, and leads have not been held on to this whole NFL season. If you really would have been paying attention to watching this game, teams will have leads. Are not really holding on to them. A lot of games have been, a lot of teams have choked leads this past year, and I've never seen nothing like it, but it's good for football and it's entertaining to watch. Lions beat the Packers 15-9. Week 9, Aaron Rodgers played terrible. Packers couldn't really score. They're moving the ball down the field, but Aaron Rodgers turned the ball over 3 times in the red zone. You can't win a game like that. You got to be able to cash points in the red zone. He didn't play well, and the Lions are the worst defense in the league. They were going to have the most points, but they shut down Aaron Rodgers, having the 9 points, which is surprising. And then they come this week and beat my Cowboys 31-28 in overtime, which I'm very disappointed about, because there's no way in the world Detroit holds Rodgers to 9 points, and that same offense scored 31 on my Cowboys, and we have a way better defense than the Lions. We're supposed to be one of the best defense in the league. But the reason why we lost that game is, one, our run defense is terrible. Two, we couldn't stop Christian Watson. He scored 3 touchdowns. We let a rookie receiver beat us. And then, three, we blew a lead. We blew a 28-14 lead. We had a 28-14 lead going to the fourth quarter. And we blew that lead into overtime, and Packers win. Then again, I'm not surprised, once again, because we don't beat Rodgers. He's 8-2 against us. Beat us twice in the postseason. Like, Aaron Rodgers has the Cowboys' number. It's unacceptable. And we have to win. We have to win those games. Like I said, we had a 14-point lead. You can't choke that. You can't choke that lead. You can't choke that game. We should be 7-2 right now, still in second place in our division, but now we're third with 6-3, and we play a red hot Minnesota team who just beat the Bills in overtime, 33-30 in overtime, in which the Bills choked badly because they were up 27-10. But another reason why they lost is because Josh Allen doing too much, threw two picks, and also fumbled a snap. You can't turn the ball over in the red zone, and Josh Allen tries to do too much. Honestly, Josh Allen's a great talent, great arm, run the ball. Like I said, MVP caliber quarterback. But these past 2 weeks, him losing, choking the lead against the Vikings and losing to the Jets, 20-17, it's his fault. It's his fault. Turnovers and him not being himself. Like, Vikings game, he started off, he was doing good, making the right reads and stuff, but then at times, he tried to force it and do too much, and it caused him the game against the Vikings. But let alone, the Vikings won this game, was still alive in this game because of Justin Jefferson. 4th and 18th, game on the line. Kirk Cousins throws it up, and Justin Jefferson made catch of the year, play of the year, and also had game, and that was also game of the year. Hold on. Yeah, sorry about that, but I'm back. But what I was saying is Justin Jefferson made catch of the year, play of the year, which kept them alive. And they go down the field, end up getting stopped on 4th and goal at the 1. Kirk Cousins tried to sneak it in, but then they get it back. Josh Allen fumbled a snap, and they was down 4 at the time. It was 27-23. Now, the Bills could have took a safety. They could have been 27-25. They could have been up by 2. They had to stop the Vikings from getting a field goal. But instead, they fumbled a snap at the goal line. Vikings recover. Now it's 30-27. Josh Allen goes down the field. They end up kicking a field goal, but they escape. Because when Gabe Davis made that catch on the sidelines, that wasn't a catch. And the booth didn't review it. So they got lucky with that and ended up kicking a field goal, going to overtime. Vikings hit the ball, driving down the field. I'm thinking they're going to end the game after the goal line, but they couldn't convert, couldn't score, and they're kicking 3. And then what Josh Allen does, drive down the field, throws another pick to Patrick Peterson, threw 2 picks to Patrick Peterson to seal the deal, and the Vikings end up escaping with a win. Now, my Cowboys have to play them this Sunday, and it's going to be a very tough game. Yes, we have beat Minnesota the past 2-3 years. But they're different this year, and they were my sleeper team coming into this year. And I was like, Minnesota's going to be good this year. They're going to be my sleeper team, especially after what they did to Aaron Rodgers week 1 and kind of basically embarrassed them. I knew the Vikings were going to be good, and they've been, like I said, you can say they're not legit or whatever, but they've been winning these close games, one-score games, coming out on top, and they just know how to stay poised, even when they're down. If you keep them, if you let them hang around, they will come back to bite you. So, for my Cowboys to win this game, one, we have to stop the run. We have to stop Dalvin. And teams run the ball well. We don't really do good against. So, we definitely have to stop the run early, stop Dalvin, and then we have to know where Justin Jefferson is at on the field at all times. We can't let him beat us right now. I'm saying this right now as we speak. Y'all might look at me crazy, but honestly, I don't care. I'm going to say it anyway. Justin Jefferson right now is the best receiver in the league. I'm going to repeat that again. Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in the league. Prove me otherwise why he's not. Been playing out his mind the first 3 years he's been in the league. So we have to know where he's at on the field at all times. Trayvon Diggs have to follow him and know where he's at. I'm not saying we have to double him every play, but I feel like at times we might have to put two people on him, make another receiver beat us. But to do that, our front four and Michael Parsons have to dominate and get the Kirk Cousins, put pressure on him so he don't have time to throw to Jefferson or Thielen, Hockenson, whoever else you want to throw it to. But stop Dalvin. Stop the run early. Or make any receiver but Jefferson beat us. And I feel like that's how we win this game. Our offense, we have to, you know, run our offense, run the ball. Hopefully Zeke come back this week. Dominate the line of scrimmage. And Dak just had to be smart with the ball and not throw picks because he threw two picks last week, one in the red zone. After we have got a turnover and threw another pick, which was a terrible throw. So as long as we take care of the ball, run the ball well, and we got a running game going, and Dak makes some more plays in the passing game, we can beat the Vikings. And then we can move on to the Giants on Thanksgiving. But anyway, moving on. Seahawks have beat the Cardinals 31-21, and they lost to the Bucks 16-21 this past Sunday. Like we know, Seahawks are also one of the hottest teams in the league. They're in first place right now in the NFC West. They beat the Cardinals. The Cardinals haven't been down all year. And I thought they were going to meet the Bucks in Germany, but the Bucks defense came through and stopped when they need to. Because the Bucks were up 21-9 going into the fourth, and then Seattle caught a pick, and then Seahawks ended up scoring. But the Bucks offense were able to stay on the field and to run the clock out, and Seattle couldn't get off the field. But the Bucks also beat the Rams 16-13. They won two straight in a row, and now they're back to .500. But the Bucks still are not impressive. I understand the first place in their division, but their division is horrible. Falcons, Saints, and the Panthers, they've all been horrible. Nobody's been impressive, and none of them's going to make noise in the NFC come playoff time. But somebody has to win the division, and one of them will get a home game. But does anybody fear them? No, not at all. Moving on, we have the Chiefs, who beat the Titans 20-17 in overtime. Now, this game was crazy because the Titans had this game won. They were dominating the Chiefs, but Titans, I mean, Malik Willis, who can't really throw the ball. Derrick Henry had a good game, but he can't really throw the ball. Chiefs hung around, and their run game was terrible. Patrick Mahomes backpacked the team, literally, because he was a leading rusher with, 60-something yards, and then threw the ball 68 times. 68 attempts. That is the second most in NFL history. I think the first is, 70 or 71. 68 times as a quarterback? I understand maybe sometimes you got to throw the ball a lot, 45, 50, maybe 55. But 68 times, you're basically drop back and throwing every play because your run game is dead, and he was your run game. But props to Mahomes and the Chiefs. They fought and came back and beat the Titans in overtime. And they beat the Jags this past week, 27-17, when he played another good game. The Chiefs right now, they're first in the AFC. I did say the Bills were going to be come out the AFC. I did make that prediction. The Bills are going to be come out the AFC, go to Super Bowl, and Josh Allen's going to win MVP. Speaking of the MVP race, Josh Allen has fell off in the MVP race. I would say he's probably maybe third, fourth right now. First, I would have to say is Patrick Mahomes has definitely became first these past few weeks. I would say Jalen Hurts is second. Him just losing to the Redskins, puts him right behind Mahomes. Third, I would say is probably Lamar. Just because the Ravens, I think they're starting to get it together and they're going to pick it up. But Josh Allen is fourth, like I said, because the past 2 weeks they have lost, and you could put it on him, but I believe he will bounce back. He is still Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not the best quarterback in the league. That's a debate you can have between him and Patrick Mahomes, the top two quarterbacks in the league right now. But the Bills will definitely bounce back, and they're not going to keep losing. I expect them to bounce back this week against Cleveland. At home, I think it's at home, if I'm not mistaken. And they'll be back. Josh Allen, I think he'll be back higher in the race when the season is over. But this is a crazy 2 weeks. Like I said, each and every week, any given Sunday, you could lose to anybody. And It's just been very surprising from both conferences. Certain teams, especially both certain teams, doing better than what they're expected to do. Some teams who weren't even expected to make the playoffs or being rebuilt are doing better than they are. Like Seattle, we expect Seattle to do well, especially when they got rid of Russ. They're 6-4 in first place in their division. The Jets, they're 6-3, second in the division. We expect them to do anything and make the playoffs. Giants, 7-2, second in the NFC East. Like, it's good when teams are, you know, exceeding expectations, and it makes it even more exciting when it comes playoff time to see who does what, because right now, both conferences, NFC and AFC, is wide open. It's not really one dominant team in each conference. I mean, yeah, you could say the Eagles, you know, they still a good team, dominant team, but they just lost the Commanders. The Vikings, they are the hottest team right now. They're on like a 7-game winning streak. Chiefs, they're looking good. Back to form. I thought the Chargers, like I said, I thought the Chargers were going to win that division. But right now, the Chiefs are going to take over that division. So playoff time is going to be very exciting. And we're going to see the matchups and who match up on what, and we will make predictions on that when that time comes. Now, moving on to week 11, we have the Packers and the Titans tomorrow night. And honestly, I think Titans will beat the Packers. I just feel like the Titans have the better roster, the better team. I'm not saying the Packers can't win, but for the Packers to win, one, they had to stop Derrick Henry, crowd the box, make Tannehill or Malik throw the ball while we're starting. And then their offense is going to have to score, put up points, because Titans' defense is pretty tough. And Aaron Rodgers is going to have to play well, not turn the ball over. And his receivers are going to have to step up to win that game. The running game, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon are going to have to be contributors to the running game. But I think I'm going to go with the Titans tomorrow. I think Derrick Henry has over 100 yards, maybe a touchdown, maybe two. And whoever's starting that quarterback, I don't think has to do too much. I think their defense is going to be pretty solid. So going with the Titans tomorrow night, we're going to see when that game unfolds and how that unfolds. Now, college football. I know college football has been started. I understand. I haven't really talked about it, but I'm talking about it now because the college football playoff is about to start. There's only two games left in regular season. And it's getting really interesting with these rankings. And college football, as you guys know, well, I don't think a lot of you guys know, if you guys don't know, I am a USC Trojans fan when it comes to college football. You're probably wondering why I like them, but I've been liking them ever since Reggie Bush was there, and I've been following them ever since. And right now, yes, I'm a Pac-12 guy. And right now with the rankings, we have Georgia at 1, Ohio State at 2, Michigan at 3, TCU at 4, Tennessee at 5, LSU at 6, USC at 7, Bama at 8, Clemson at 9, Utah at 10. Now, like I said, there's two games left in the regular season. And my team, USC, is ranked number 7th in the country. For us to get in the college playoff top 4, one, we have to win these next two games, which are going to be tough because we play UCLA, which is a rivalry. And then we have to beat Notre Dame, who looked bad in the beginning of the year. But they have stepped it up, and now they're back being ranked, and they're back in the rankings. So for USC to get into college playoff football, we have to beat UCLA, beat Notre Dame, win the Pac-12. What will we face in the Pac-12 championship? Rather be Washington or Oregon, and then we have to hold these top 4 teams. TCU, Michigan, Ohio State, Georgia lose these next two games for us to get in, because Ohio State, Michigan do play at the end of the year, so that can help us out. And then depending on TCU, they play Baylor this week, and I don't know, I think Georgia don't really play anybody special this week, but depending on these last two games scheduled, we could possibly get in, as long as, like I said, win the Pac-12, and these teams will have to lose next 2 weeks. And honestly, I think we do get in the playoffs. Man, it's going to be tough. Depending on how the rankings change and if we get into who we play. I think we can make some noise because I feel like we have, if not the best offense in the country, put up 40 points a game. Caleb Williams has been playing well. His touchdown interception ratio is pretty good, pretty high. I think he only threw like 2 picks this year. I think he had like 30 touchdowns. Heisman candidate, one of the favorites. And yeah, but if y'all hear the noise here, background noise because my father's on the phone in the other room. But sorry about that. Don't mind that. Back to what I was saying. But depending on who we play, I think USC has a chance to make the playoffs. And, you know, college playoff football come. Playoffs is a whole new season. They can possibly win national championship, possibly. But we're going to come back to that and see how the rankings change in the next 2 weeks. And now we have college basketball, which started not too long ago, only like two, three games in. I am a North Carolina Tar Heels fan when it comes to college basketball. Always been following them. My favorite team. We are currently ranked number one in the country, which is kind of surprising to me. But it's probably because we have everybody returning. Basically, we have most of our team. We have won the first 3 games. But honestly, right now, we haven't really been that dominant as number one. We haven't really played anybody, but it's not like we've been blowing teams out. It's kind of been kind of close the first 3 games. Like I said, it's early and they start time to, you know, get guys going and get it together. But UNC will be back in the March Madness tournament. And I'm not saying they're going to win it all. It's hard, you know, it's hard to get there, to get to the national championship to begin with, let alone get into the tournament. You got to have a good year. But, you know, got to see Duke twice a year, and Duke just lost to Kansas, another good team, 7-6. But, you know, Duke is going to be good this year. We're going to have to see them, and the ACC is tough when it comes to college basketball. So we're going to see how North Carolina do this year and see how far they go in the tournament. So, yes, that pretty much wraps up this episode. Thanks for you guys tuning in. If you have any questions, concerns, let me know. You guys can hit me up on my socials if you have it, if you know it, if you want to reach out. But we will be back next week for the next episode. So tune in for that. I'm going to be back with these episodes now. Back good. No delays, anything. Back to putting out content, producing. So just be on the lookout for new episodes coming out on the way. You guys have a safe and blessed night. And I'm out. Peace.